弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我现在上来帮他翻译，只是我先讲就是。
Pastor Yu is going to translate for me, but he's going to start speaking and then we'll reverse.
今天我们继续上一次的题目，讲到属灵的传承。
And we talked about passing down our spiritual inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，保罗在他结束他这一生的时候
，Paul at the conclusion of his life.
他用三件事情来形容他这一生当做的事情。
And he used three things to describe the things that he ought to do with all of his life.
他说：“美好的仗我已经打过了。”
Said a wonderful fight that I've already fought.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
And I've run my race.
所信的道我已经守住了。
And I kept my faith.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Now the crown of righteousness is waiting for me.
弟兄姊妹，持守真道，我们每一个人都明白。
And holding on to our faith, everybody understands.
这是我们都该做的。
This is something we all ought to do.
保罗在这里前面用了两件事情来形容他整个的一生，一个叫打仗，一个叫赛跑。
But he used two other things. He said he fought a good fight and he ran a good race.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们觉不觉得我们在打仗。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you feel like you are fighting a battle.
我们觉不觉得我们整个人生像在赛跑一样。
Do you feel like you're running a race?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，其实我们整个一生就是一个奔跑的一生。
Dear brothers and sisters, this journey, this life is a life of a race.
不光我们个人奔跑要去见主。
Not only are we personally running to go see our God.
在场上的人都跑，我们每一个人都在跑。
But on this field, all is running.
有我们个人要跑的，要个人要交的账。
There's certain things that we need to deal with individually, personally.
但是弟兄姊妹，你就着整个教会的历史来说，它好像像一个接力赛一样。
But concerning the church history, it's like a relay.
就是神给我们人类的托付和使命来说，我们像在跑接力赛跑一样。
According to the commissions and the things that God has given us, we're like running a relay.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里跟仇敌、跟我们的肉体、跟这个世代，我们在有一个非常直接的争竞。
And we are warring against our flesh, this world, and all the things of this world.
所以保罗对加拉太的圣徒说：“你们向来跑得好。”
And Paul said to the people in Galatia.You ran a good race.
但是有谁拦阻了你们?
But who has hindered you?
叫你们不顺从真理呢?
That you no longer obey the truth.
弟兄姊妹，我们上次讲到接力赛跑。
And last week we talked about running this relay.
喜欢接力赛跑的举手。
Anybody who likes to run relays, raise
your hand. 我很喜欢跑接力赛跑。
I love that particular race.
接力赛跑要成功，它包括三部分。
And for it to be successful, there are three components.
你棒子要接得好。
And you got to be able to catch the baton well.
你要跑得好。
You got to be able to run well.
然后你要把棒子传得好。
You got to be able to pass the baton well.
这三环任何一环漏掉，你一定
Any three of these elements that is missing, you're going to fail.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们要讲属灵的传承。
So, brothers and sisters, we want to continue with this message of passing on our spiritual inheritance.
我们请年轻的孩子们不要以为说只是在讲父母亲要把什么棒子传给你们，这的确很重要。
And everyone who is of the younger generation, I want you to not have this mindset that it's just something of my parents that needs to be passed on to me. It's very important.
你可能会说，我连婚都还没结，我哪里有棒子要传？
But some of you may think that, I'm still too young, I can't even consider marriage. There's really nothing for me to be part of this race of.
就着接棒来说，我们每一个人都在接棒。
But concerning receiving this baton, every single one of us is doing that.
我们从父母亲接棒。
And we receive something from our parents.
我们从带领我们的人接棒。
We receive something from our spiritual leaders.
我们从历世历代神的儿女们、属灵的前辈们手中接棒。
From generation to generation, we're receiving a baton from the generation before us.
我们从圣经中伟大神圣的使命上我们来接棒。
From the great commissions in the scriptures that we are receiving this baton.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人，不管你是多大的年纪，你都在接棒。
Every single one of us, regardless how old you are receiving this baton.
我们也在传棒子。
And we are also passing a baton.
不管你多大的年纪。
It doesn't matter how old you are.
我们都可以传棒。
There's something you can pass on.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你虽然没有孩子，但是你传福音的时候，你就是在传棒。
And brothers, you may not have children, but as you're sharing the gospel, you're passing on a baton.
你得救了一年两年，你回头带比你后得救的人，这就是在传棒。
And you've been saved for a year or two, and you're leading someone who's newly coming to Christ, you're passing on a baton.
虽然还没有孩子，但是我们已经
As though you may not have children, but yes, you are part of that race.
弟兄姊妹，赛跑，接力赛跑要跑得好。
And to run this relay well again,
棒子要接得好。
And you got to be able to catch this baton well.
要真正接到棒子。
And you got to really be able to get a hold of it.
跑要跑得好。
And you got to run well.
传得好。
And you got to pass it well.
我上次说过，很多人跑跑跑就先跑掉了，那后面人棒子没给他，他已经跑了。
And there's some people who are in the relay, the people who is waiting to receive the baton, they run off so fast, they really haven't chance to catch it.
你跑到终点手中没棒子，那不算的。
If you finish the, your race, you come to the end without a baton, it doesn't count.
耶鲁大学在1936年成立的时候，他成立的目的是要训练 pastor， 训练神家的工人的。
And when Yale was first formed,
对不起，哈佛大学。
And Harvard, when Harvard was first formed in 1913, it was intended to cultivate co-workers for the kingdom of God.
耶鲁大学1701年成立的时候，他就觉得哈佛开始变质了。
And Yale
要出来建立一个教会是训练传福音的人。
And Yale, when Yale was formed in the 1700s, they thought that.Harvard has already fallen from their initial state. They want to raise up co-workers for God's kingdom.
今天就的学术上来说，他们仍然在跑，跑得很好。
And concerning academia, they're running very well.
可是当初方的祖先们立校的目的，他们没有接下去。
But the purpose of the founder, that did not pass on.
我们这次去英国有机会去看 Oxford,
and we had a chance to go visit Oxford when we were in England this time.
他们跟我们介绍的时候 ，Oxford 成立的时候，他们的开的系，他们立校的目的。Three R's.
And there were three R's when Oxford was first established.
Religions, 就是为了信仰。
Religion is for the purpose of faith.
但是我们去的时候去参观他们校园，学生们在开 party， 在喝酒。
And we walk around campus and what you see are parties and people drinking, going crazy.
我不是说他们一定错，这是这个世代，现在他们年轻人就是喜欢这样子。
I'm not necessarily saying that what they're doing is exactly wrong, but in this time of this generation, this predominantly this is what you see.
但是我决定相信你几百年前到牛津去看的时候不是这个样子。
But I trust that hundreds of years ago when you visited that campus, it was not the same.
弟兄姊妹，很多人在跑，手中没有接到棒子。
Many people are running, but they are not running with a baton.
我们可能 把人家的手表接过来继续跑。
We probably took a hold of someone's watch and we keep running.
然后看他 sunglasses 很棒，接过来跑比较酷啊。
We see their sunglasses that look really cool and we took it and we were running with it.
你虽然的确有一些东西从他手中接过来了。
And maybe there's some things that you really did that got passed on.
那不是赛跑要的东西。
But they are not the elements of the race.
你戴着一个很酷的眼镜，很贵的手表跑到终点。你还是不算数的。
You look really cool with a nice set of shades and watch, and you come to the end, it does not count.
你手中没有棒子。
You do not have the baton in your
hand. 没有那个真正要的东西。
You don't have the one element that is required for the race.
今天中国的父母想尽办法要把财产，要把产业留给孩子们。
And all the Chinese parents think of all their ways possible to hand down their inheritance.
今天年轻的一代一直想要的就是不是产业，就是一些很酷的，他们很喜欢的东西。
And this younger generation in general wants the things that are cool and the things that they delight in.
你看看美国，看看欧洲，有多少人为了下一代，他们偷渡，他们冒着被抓的危险，冒着在货柜死掉的危险，就是为了给下代一个 better life.
And so many immigrants, so many people from China that will come to the States or in Europe illegally for the sake of giving their children a better life.
我们这次去欧洲，还有很多人曾经被抓过放出来的，又被抓。
They risk the harm that comes along the way. They risk the issue maybe dying along the way, and they were captured again and again.
在希腊有一个姊妹从欧洲位从温州跑到希腊，已经热死了。就是死掉了，42度。
And there was a sister who
天气太热，热死了。
Who boarded on a cargo ship illegally, and along the way she died on her way to Greece.
父母亲爱孩子，希望把很好的给孩子，但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不要把手表，不要把眼镜传给孩子，要记得把棒子传给孩子们。
Parents, it is good to give our very best to our kids, but please remember these watches and these things of value, they are not of importance.
我们接棒重要。
And it is important for us to lay hold of the baton.
我们自己跑很重要。
We ourselves running is very important.
我们传棒子很重要。
And us passing on the baton is also important.
每一次当我在这里看到教会历史，看见目前教会在这个时代的情形，我真的在主的面前亏欠难过。
And whenever I think about the church history, the condition of this time and this generation, the condition of the church, a lot of times I weep inside.
从某一个方面，我们很多方面都比前代丰富了。
In many ways, we are fuller.Than the generation before us.
我们吃的，我们穿的，我们的现代的知识，我们科学的装备，我们都比前代丰富。
What we eat, what we wear, what we know, our knowledge base, they're a lot fuller than the generation before us.
但是在生命上面，在神旨意的事情上，在神圣的使命上面，弟兄姊妹，我真是觉得一代不如一代。
But concerning life, concerning the purpose of God, the will of God, Every generation is diminishing.
不要说这个世代，回头看自己都觉得羞愧。
Not even to look at this generation, I look at myself and our generation. Sometimes I feel ashamed.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里讲代代相传的时候
，Brothers, when we talk about from generation to generation.
我们是为了在座每一个人我们都需要听好
Everyone who is sitting here needs to have ears to hear.
他不光讲到父母跟孩子之间的传承
It is not just a passing on between parents and children.
他讲到历代教会产业的传承
But the inheritance within the house of God, the church.
讲到神圣使命的传承
And this holy commission from generation to generation.
就连我们在侍奉上面我们也要有传承
Even in our services, we need to pass something on.
招待组要有传承
And the usher group, you guys need to pass something on.
关怀组要有
And the caring group, there's something you got to pass on.
姊妹，任何的服事都需要传承。
Brothers, no matter what service is in our hands, we need to pass it on.
好的能够传给下一代。
We pass the very best to the next generation.
当教会正常的时候。
When the church is healthy.
当神儿女光景正常的时候。
When the condition of the children of God is healthy.
我们是站在前辈们的肩膀上，我们继续往前。
We are standing on the shoulders of those who were before us, and we're moving forward from that point.
这样子才可能青出于蓝。
And that way, every generation will surpass the former.
当教会不正常的时候。
But when the church is not normal.
当神儿女们软弱不正常的时候。
And when the children of God has fallen as weak.
就是我们可以看得到的就是一代不如一代。
What we can see very clearly is that every generation is deteriorating.
所以我们没有一个人可以轻看自己的影响力。
So no one can despise the ability to influence someone.
我们都在影响旁边的人。
We're influencing everyone around us.
只是正面或是反面就是了。
It is justThe matter of whether it's positive or negative,
大或小就是了
The magnitude of its influence.
很多影响是远远超过我们所能明白的
A lot of things of our influence beyond what we can comprehend.
比如说你对人一个鼓励的话，一个正面的建造，让它整个流转过来
Sometimes a word of encouragement, a positive building up, it will cause the person to change completely.
有时候我们以为我自己软弱，这是我。但是你没有想到你会世世代代影响下去。
And some people would think that, oh, it's just me, my personal failures, I'm weak. But you do not realize that you may impact the generation that is to come.
有一个统计，就是有人追踪一件事情，两个人啊，他们对后代的影响。
And somebody had done a survey, and they did an analysis of two families and their descendants.
这两个人生在同样时间的人。
And these two people were born of the exact same time.
而且生长的环境都很像，就在美国纽约跟 New Jersey 这一带。
And the environment, the condition is exactly the same as all of the East Coast.
然后经过了将近200年，100多年以后，人家去追踪他们的家族。
And after about 100, almost 200 years, they went to track and trace these two people's descendants.
这里发现这两个人对后代的影响，糟糕，那个黄色看不清楚啊。
I apologize for the poor display. But we looked at the descendants of these two individuals.
这个念什么？Max
Jukes.
Jukes, 这是第一个人，他一共后代有1026个人。
Max Jukes, he had 1,026 descendants.
他就是一个不上进、放纵、随便过生活的人。
And he lived very loosely. He really didn't aspire to do anything, so very, very casual about his life.
在他这一千个左右的后代里面，有300个人被关到监狱里面，平均关监的年龄是13年。
And of his descendants, 300 of them.Were sent to prison, and on average, they were in prison for 13 years.
然后后代里面有190个人是做妓女。
And 190 of them were public prostitutes.
有680个人是 alcoholic, 是酗酒的。
And 680 were admitted alcoholics.
他们耗费的政府在那个时候一两百年这样下来，他们耗费的政府几十万。
They cost the
为了要关他们，为了要管他们。
They cost the government.Hundreds of thousands of dollars to just keep him in prison.
另外一个人是 Jonathan Edwards.
And the other person that they traced was Jonathan Edwards.
他的后代929个。
And he had 929 descendants.
我们希望属灵的人多生一点哈。
And we want people who are godly to have more offspring.
所以我们在座的弟兄姊妹鼓励你们，如果可以的话，多生一点。
Brothers, if you are able, have more kids.
他生的比他少929个。
And
929个里面呢，有430个后来做了传道人。
And of these descendants, 430 were ministers.
86个成为大学的校长。
And 86 became presidents of universities.
75个曾经写过很好的书。
And 75 have authored a very good book.
5个人当过国会议员 ，congressman.
5 of them were congressmen.
其中有2个当过 senators， 当过参议员。
And 2 of them were senators.
还有一个当了美国的副总统。
And 1 was actually the vice president.
弟兄姊妹，2个人。
Two people.
他们死了，不知道他们对后代会有什么影响。
They both passed away, but they do not know the impact they had on their descendants.
而是后代的人去追踪了，花了 把他们一百多年前一直下来的这个 descendants 全部找出来，发现这样子的统计资料。
And someone actually thought it would be very interesting to go back and see what their offsprings were like, and they went and did the survey.
弟兄姊妹，我们决定不能小看自己的影响。
Brothers and sisters, do not look lightly upon your influence.
你也决定要在乎你接受谁的影响。
And you definitely need to care about who is influencing you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是两代之间都要有的责任。
And these are the responsibility of both generations.
我们要在乎自己对周围任何人的影响。
We need to care about how we're influencing those who are around us.
我们也要拣选，我要接受谁对我的影响。
We also need to choose wisely who is going to influence me.
所有反面的，让我们远离神的，会让我们犯罪的，我们都应该要起来拒绝它。
All the things that are negative that cause us to depart from God and to enter into sin, we got to reject those things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个传承，我们今天讲属灵的传承。
So, brothers and sisters, today we talk about passing on of a spiritual inheritance.
我们不讲产业的传承。
We're not just talking about earthly inheritance.
我们不讲这个地位的传承，这个事业的传承。
Or the passing on of positions or jobs.
这个世界上已经很多人在做了。
And many people are doing that right now.
今天我们讲的是属灵的传承。
But we are talking about today, we're talking about spiritual inheritance.
它包括了生命和使命的传承。
And talks about the passing on of the life.And the commission within.
这是一个见证的传承。
And it's the passing on of a testimony.
所以在这里我们知道这是我们留给后代最宝贵的产业和祝福。
And it's the most precious thing that can be passed on to the next generation.
我们现在要来看一两处的圣经，我讲的顺序不见得照我的纲要。
And I want to go through a couple of scriptures that is not exactly according to the outline that you have in your hands.
圣经里面传承有得胜的，有失败的。
And obviously we can see from the scriptures that there are obviously those who did examples of people who done it very successfully and who did it very poorly.
上次我们曾经讲过他们在埃及是一件很好的例子。
And we talked about the fact that them being in Egypt, this was a very great example.
当约瑟做宰相掌权的时候。
When Joseph was prime minister and he was reigning in Egypt.
当雅各、约瑟都在的时候，那个属灵的局面被维持着。
And when Jacob and Joseph were both alive, the condition of the people were sustained.
当神儿女们得胜的时候
，And when the people of God were victorious,
世界是为我们效力的。
The world actually is serving us.
所以创世纪四十七章，法老说，整个埃及地都在你们面前。
And Exodus chapter 47, Pharaoh says, all the land is before you.
我们最好的地方，歌山你们都可以拿去用的。
The best land, Gershom, go and take it.
弟兄姊妹，请记得哈，当我们在世界中掌权的时候，钱财世界是为我们效力的。
Brothers and sisters, please remember this. When we are right before God, we are reigning, the wealth in the world is serving us.
等到雅各、约瑟去世的时候，
When Jacob and Joseph passed away,
你发现神儿女们在埃及是为奴做奴隶的。
You begin to realize all of a sudden the people of God became slaves in Egypt.
反过来，钱才是他们的主人，世界是他的主人。
Things are completely upside down now. Wealth and money and this world became their master.
所以他们天天做苦工，受苦，哀声上达于神。
So every single day they were in hard labor and they cried out to God.
弟兄姊妹，不过就是几代之间。
A passing of a few generations.
他们从得胜掌权
from that victorious life,
埃及愿意把最好的给他
and Egypt's willing to give them the very best.
神也放心把财富交给他们
and God can trust them in giving them this wealth.
弟兄姊妹，当我们失败的时候
but brothers and sisters, when we fail,
当世界马门是我们的主的时候
and when the world, when mammon is our Lord,
你发现受辖制、受苦的其实就是我们
you begin to realize we are enslaved and we are were enslaved by it.
希望我们在座所有的弟兄姊妹，我们都从圣经上得教训。
And I ask every single one of us, we would be warned through the scriptures.
我们看到大卫，等一下我们再倒回来看约书亚。
And we're gonna come and look at David.
最近我们刚刚读撒母耳记。
And we just finished 1st and 2nd Samuel.
你看大卫年间全盛时代。
And you see, look at the days of David. The entire nation was a victorious nation.
周围所有的国家被他降服。
All the nations were subdued that was around Israel.
列国向他朝贡。
And every nation came and paid homage to him.
然后他为神家建立这个立体的侍奉体系，全部都是历代志下全部都建立起来。
And David established a well structured service in the house of God.
但是传到所罗门的时候
，But when it was passed on to Solomon,
所罗门就糟蹋他。
Solomon wasted.
所罗门去。随从外邦女子去拜假神去了。
And Solomon went and began to worship all the other gods because of the women that were in his life.
到了第三代罗伯安的时候。
And when it comes to the third generation, Rehoboam.
高傲。
And this pride.
硬。
and hardness,
然后造成整个国家的分裂，
caused the entire nation to split in two.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？才第一代大卫，
the first generation was David.
这么好，
so great.
第二代所罗门，
the second generation Solomon.
大打折扣，
and it suffered great loss.
到了第三代，
and when it comes to the third generation,
整个王国分裂了，
the entire nation is split.
不需要久。
It doesn't take long.
不需要多。
It doesn't take much.
仇敌可以把在神家，在我们个人身上所有的祝福立刻拆毁。
The enemy can undo all the things that are virtuous in the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的要在主面前警醒。
Everyone, just we need to be awake before God.
所以当我们讲到教会历史的时候，常常讲到一代祝福，二代组织，三代堕落。
And a lot of times when we talk about the house of God and the conditions of the generation, the very first one is blessings, and to the very last one we're fallen.
第一代真是祝福。
And the first one is full of blessings.
神的祝福这么多。
The blessings of the Lord were so abundant.
到处都是祝福。
You can see it everywhere.
那威尔斯大复兴的时候，你不用去传福音，人家都敲门说我怎样可以信耶稣啊。
The Wells Revival, you don't even need to go out and preach the gospel. People are knocking on your doors to come to Christ. And the police officer had nothing to do because the town was so peaceful, they became the choir of the town.
但是到了第二代，第二代什么叫组织？就是把这一切东西的做法制度化的。
And the second generation, they make it so that the structure is systematic.
他们认为说，哦，前代是那样子有祝福，所以我们就照着他的做法有样学样，把它一二三四五全部制度化的。
And they say, okay, we observe blessings in the first generation. We're going to follow every step, one, two, three, four. We're going to copy it one by one, and we'll receive the same blessing.
他们却忽略了最重要的一件事情。
But they neglected the one thing that is most important.
就是 spiritual reality 那个属灵的实际。
But the spiritual reality behind all things.
他们跟神的关系。
Their relationship with God.
他们对真理的态度。
Their attitude towards the truth.
他们是不是依靠圣灵？
Do they really rely on the Holy Spirit?
他们当初的祷告是只是一个祷告会的一个形式呢，还是真正屈膝在王的面前？
And their prayer meetings, is it just a structure of people coming together, or are people really falling on their knees before the King?
他们擘饼只是一个月一次的守圣餐呢，还是真是在纪念主？
And they're breaking.Of bread, are they just doing it because they have to do it once a month, or are they really remembering the Lord?
用这边很多东西都表面化制度化了。
And many things became superficial, many things became systematic.
到了第三代的时候，
and when it comes to the third generation,
根本已经不知道是什么。
Nobody knew what it was.
只是这么做就这么做。
If we do it like this, okay, we'll just keep doing it.
你们听过我以前讲的一个故事，讲到一对年轻夫妇结婚的时候。
And I told the story in time past, a young couple when they just got married.
啊，到了感恩节，发现他太太烤火鸡，每次把那个大火鸡砍两半啊，
and,
然后腌了以后先烤一半。
And during Thanksgiving, the wife would cut the huge turkey in half, and she would marinate half of it and cook it.
然后烤完了以后，几个小时以后烤好了，再烤另外一半。
And after a while, when that half was done, she would prepare the other half and cook the other half.
啊，这个先生就问太太说 ，Honey, 你为什么这么做？为什么不整只烤
？And the husband asked the wife, Honey, how come you don't just cook the entire bird?
她说，因为我妈就是这样教我的。
And she said, That's what my mom did, and that's how she taught me.
下次你去问她。
And so, and please go ask, or the wife says, go ask.
所以有时回娘家的时候，她就问她这个岳母大人，好，你为什么烤火鸡要砍两半
？So he got home, he got a chance to meet his mother-in-law, and he.
他说因为你 grandma 这样教我的，你下次去问你 grandma。
And she said because your grandma taught me, go and ask grandma.
啊，所以下次他去见他那个老的 grandma 的时候，说为什么烤火鸡要分两半
？And the next time they went to see grandma, they asked grandma, grandma, why do you cut the turkey in half and cook it twice?
那 grandma 说我们那个时代的烤箱这么小，你只能 cut 一半，你们现在可以整只烤。
So grandma says back in the days the ovens were too small to cook the whole turkey, so we had to cook them half by half.Now the ovens are big enough, you cook the whole thing.
所以到最后变成一个做法。
So after time, it became just a particular pattern that they followed.
所有属灵的原因，属灵的 reality 都不知道掉到哪里去了。
The spiritual reality, the reason behind all things, they were gone.
我们有时在一些地方看见人有样学样的学现代的这个敬拜赞美，在台上唱啊叫，不是叫啊，就是。
Well, we see people actually imitate. They follow people who are singing on stage. They're singing and they're shouting.
但是弟兄姊妹，有很多东西是有样学样，你碰不着主，碰不着神的头。
A lot of things you can imitate, but you cannot touch God.
那有一些很简单的，或是有一些也是一样的，但是他们是在圣灵的实际里面，心灵的新样里面，那不一样的。
But some things are very, very simple. They may be exactly the same as the previous generation, But they're very pure, the heart, and they're completely different.
所以弟兄姊妹在传承的时候很重要。我们现在来看约书亚，我们来再读他的经文。
And we're going to come and look at Joshua, look at the scripture from the history.
约书亚记。
And please go to the book of Joshua.
我们读最后一章。
The last chapter.
24章。
Chapter 24.
时间的关系，我们只读他最有名的那一句话啊，十五节。
Verse 15.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。然后我们跳到第二十九节。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let's go to verse 29.
我们读31节。
31.
约书亚在世和约书亚死后，那些知道耶和华为以色列人所行诸事的长老还在的时候，以色列人侍奉耶和华。在这里请注意到哈，有两代。
There are two generations.
约书亚
Joshua
跟那些知道耶和华为以色列人所行诸事的长老还在的时候，这是第二代。
And the elders who outlived Joshua and they knew the works of the Lord.
他们不见得像约书亚摩西亲自经历到神大能的作为。
They may not have personally experienced the great deed of the Lord.
但是他们可能看到听到他们知道。
But they might have seen it, they might have heard it, but they're aware of it.
然后我们请翻过来到四世纪第二章。
Judges chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
约书亚在世和约书亚死后，那些见耶和华为以色列人所行大事的长老还在的时候，百姓都侍奉耶和华。请跳到第十节。
Verse 10.
那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉诸巴利。好，底下就讲到他们离弃神，拜假神，惹神愤怒，被神管教。
And then you will continue to read that they forsook the Lord, started to go after false idols, and God begins to discipline them.
在这里我们看见至少简单说至少有三代。
And now, generally speaking, you can say that there are three generations.
有约书亚第一代。
It was Joshua's generation.
他们亲自看过，亲自经历过神大能的作为。
They personally have seen, they personally have experienced the great works of the Lord.
他们对神有第一手的认识和经历。
They knew God for first-hand experience.
他们跟神的关系是自己经历的，不是传来的，不是二手货。
Their relationship with God is very, very personal. It's not passed on. It's not second-hand.
他们认识神。
They knew God.
然后他们也在神的面前把自己奉献给神。至于我和我家，我们一定侍奉耶和华。
And they were very serious with God. They offered themselves to God. They said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
你们想侍奉别神 ，go ahead. 但是我和我家一定侍奉神。
If you want to serve other gods, go ahead and do it. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
这是第一代的人。
That's first generation.
第二代的人。
The second generation.
就是当初一起看过或是听过。
Or people that have seen it from afar.
神大能作为的人。
Or they have heard of the things of God from afar.
他们知道关于神的事情。
And they know the things of God. They are familiar with it.
这是第二代。
And this is the second generation.
第二代在的时候，那个局面还维持的，至少他们都还爱主。
And when the second generation was still around, they sustained an environment for people to still have a heart for God.
弟兄姊妹，我们请注意到，先慢一点放，第二个先不要放，我们就放第一代、第二代、第三代。那这个呢，是 Bruce Wilkinson 啊，他有一篇文章叫做《Leaving a Legacy》。这篇文章我建议在座所有的年轻人、父母亲都可以读。
Bruce Wilkinson had a really wonderful article called Leaving the Legacy. I encourage everyone to read it.
他把约书亚的这一段的故事用三把椅子做代表。
He used this particular story of Joshua and he represented with these three chairs.
约书亚坐在第一把椅子，这是第一代的。
The very first chair represents the first generation of Joshua.
那第二代呢，是那些听过神、知道关于神的事情的长老们还在的，叫第二代。
And the second generation of those who have heard of God.
第三代的人就完全已经不知道神，也没有不认识神，也不知道关于神的事，他们就转离了，去拜别神。
And the third generation do not know of God, they do not know anything of God, and they begin to turn and worship other false gods.
现在这里他讲到的，第一代的人 knew God, 他们认识神。
So the first generation they knew God.
第二代的人叫做什么？
The second generation
knew about God.
They knew about God.
弟兄姊妹，这个有没有不同？
Is it different?
太大不同。
greatly different.
什么叫做认识神 ？New God 是你自己第一手真实的。
And to know God is you personally, you firsthand, you know Him.
Knew about God, 你可能是听来的。
You knew about God is what you heard of Him.
你风闻有神。
And you heard of His existence.
或是你看见神迹奇事在别人身上发生过的。
Or you see marvelous things happening in someone else's life.
你自己没有经历过。
But you've never experienced it for yourself.
像我们这次买会所哈。
And like purchasing this facility.
我相信那三四年全心投入的弟兄姊妹 跟有一些在远远观看或是在外地不认识我们的人也没有参与祷告的人他们的经历会不一样的
And I would definitely know and guarantee that the experiences of those who are fully devoted in this process and those who are outside of us or standing from afar watching our experiences of the whole thing will be greatly different
我到各地去都有人说哎呀我们听说你们买会所买成了感谢神
And we heard that you were able to purchase this facility We thank God
这是 knew about
And we heard well, people have said that to me and these are the people that knew about what happened
我们会碰到一些弟兄姊妹讲到这件事情跟我们一起激动一起流泪他说感谢神听了我们的祷告
And we also met the same people who said the exact same words but they were crying they say thank God that they heard our prayers
他们跟我们流泪跟我们进食为我们奉献弟兄姊妹他们 knew God through
And they were praying with us. They were fasting with us. They walked through this journey with us. They knew about this. They knew this. They experienced it firsthand with us. And now, let's come back to Joshua. That was the generation that they themselves knew God and experienced God. And the second generation, they simply just heard about the things of God. Or when they were young, they saw something.
第三代的人他们 didn't know God 他们不知道神不认识神
And the third generation did not know God
就像圣经上说的有后来的世代兴起来他们不知道耶和华也不知道耶和华为以色列所行的事
And just like the scripture says that the generation arose that they did not know God nor the things that God has done for Israel
弟兄姊妹我们在这里看见传承断掉了
And you see that this passing on has severed
新的世代起来他们不知道神
A new generation that rose up and did not know God
不知道关于神为以色列人所做的事情
And they did not know the things that God has done for Israel
就在这里断了、
And now is severed
我们现在来看生命记第四章
Deuteronomy chapter 4
第九节
Verse 9
我们一起来读
Let's read it together.
你只要谨慎殷勤保守你的心灵免得忘记你亲眼所看见的事又免得你一生这事离开你的心总要传给你的子子孙孙好在这里神特别嘱咐他们
Now God specifically commanded them
你们要殷勤要谨慎要保守你们的心
Be diligent to keep yourself
免得你们忘记
Lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen.
又免得这件事情这一生离开你的心。
And that these things would depart from you and your heart.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们如果不传
Brothers and sisters, if we do not pass it on,
这件事情我们会忘记。
These things we will forget.
这件事情会离开我们的。
This particular event will pass us up, pass
us on. 然后我们的后代就没有听过。
And the generation that has to come has never heard of it.
所以刚才讲到约书亚记的第三代，四世纪讲到第三代的时候，他们不知道神，也没有听过神为以色列人所做的事。
So we read earlier this generation in the time of Judges, they did not hear of God, they did not know the things that God had done for Israel.
但是神在生命记特别提醒我们，不可以忘记。
But God in Deuteronomy says you cannot forget.
所以诗篇一百零三篇说我的心啊你不可以忘记他一切的恩惠
And Psalm 103 says Oh my heart do not forget all of his mercies
弟兄姊妹我们不仅仅不能忘记
Not only can we not forget
圣经上说你总要传给你的子子孙孙
And the scripture says You need to pass on to your children and your grandchildren
那我们现在来看这三代还有第二个大的不同
And the next great difference of these three generations
不光讲到他们跟神之间对神的认识有这么大的差别。
Not only does it pertain to their knowledge or their knowing of God.
第一代他们对神是 commitment.
And the very first generation, they are a generation that is committed to God.
他们把自己奉献给神。
They commit themselves to God.
至于我和我的家，我一定要侍奉神。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
那到了第二代。
And when it comes to the second generation,
变成 compromise.
And they begin to compromise.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
Bruce 在这本书里面，他认为整个美国绝大多数的基督徒都是第二代的基督徒。
Bruce Wilkinson, in his book, he feels that America today predominantly is a second generation.
那我们一起来看看第二代有什么特点。
And what are the characteristics of the second generation?
大家都专心听哈。
Everybody, please pay attention.
不光是年轻的。
Not just the younger ones.
包括年长的。
Also the elderly.
像我这个人。在我们肉身来说，我是第三代的基督徒。
And for me, I'm actually considered the third generation.
啊，那已经很糟了哈。
And it's pretty bad.
但他这里所说的第一代、第二代，不是指肉身的第几代，是指属灵上的。
And when they talk about first, second, and third generation, it's not just of this world, but of a spiritual sense.
第二代的基督徒身上有几个特点。
And the second generation, there's some characteristics.
他们生长在基督教的家庭里面。
Number one, you'll find that most of them grew up in a Christian family.
他父母先信主，传道他。
Their parents became Christians, and somehow they were influenced.
第二个。
And secondly.
第二代的基督徒缺少自己跟神之间直接第一手的关系。
And this second generation, they lack the very first-hand knowledge and relationship with God.
第三。
Thirdly,
他们几乎没有亲眼看见过神大能的作为。
They themselves have never seen, or seldomly see, the great deeds and the might of the Lord.
第四
and fourthly,
他们对神没有真正的委身，把自己愿意奉献给神。
They have not come to the place of offering up their lives and committing to God.
所以神在他们的生活中是第二位，不是第一位。
So God in their lives is second place, not first place.
当他有空的时候
when they have time.
他愿意来聚会。
They're willing to come to the meeting.
当他觉得需要的时候，他会来祷告。
When they have needs, they will come and pray.
啊，当就是他是以他的生活是他以自己的需要啊，自己的感觉，自己的生活为主。
Their lives is very, very much self-centered.
但是神并没有离开他的生活。
But God was not completely departed from their lives.
他还是来教会聚会。
They still would come to church.
他可能还是在教会有侍奉。
They may even have services in church.
但是他的生活跟他自己说神居首位，这是不协调的。
But in their lives, for them to say that God is the first place,
it's
not consistent.
所以在第二代的人身上有一个问题。
So there's a problem of the second generation.
他们不太像他们的再下一代。讲神的事情。
And they no longer tell the generation that is after them the things of God.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
知不知道为什么？
Anyone have any clue?
为什么第二代的人 不太愿意向第三代的人讲，所以第三代人不知道。我刚才圣经上说，第三代的人，他们不知道神，也不知道神为以色列人所做的事。
Why is it that the second generation no longer talks about the things of God to the third generation?
怎么？因为他们自己也不太认识主。
They themselves,
也不太清楚，很好哈。
They themselves are not very clear. That's very good.
他们为什么不太向第三代的人讲？
Why did they not proclaim it to the third generation?
是的，第一个他自己本身没有经验。
Yes, number one, they have no experiences for their own.
他对主没有一个直接第一手真实的经历和认识。
There's nothing firsthand in the knowledge of God.
所以他讲不出来。
So they can't say anything.
第二个
，secondly，
他自己因为是 compromise 是妥协的。
Now they compromise certain things.
所以他在第三代的面前，他没有见证，他不愿意。他不敢讲。
So they have no testimony among the third generation. So they cannot dare to speak.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多人为什么常常是第二代？因为第二代的特点太符合我们。
And a lot of times I say that we are the second generation Christians because we match almost dead on.
孩子们其实他们虽然不说，但是他们都在看。
And the kids themselves, they may not say anything, but they're watching.
学校礼拜天，如果学校礼拜天要开什么会，早上八点半要开，发现父母亲都会准时赶到。
And if you find that the school has some kind of meeting on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, all the parents would be right on time and get there.
但是教会九点半聚会，父母亲说没关系，慢点到没关系。
And when the church starts the service at 9:30, the parents may say, oh, it's okay, we could be a little late.
所以你再怎么样讲说神是居首位，孩子们从你的生活上读到的不是神居首位。
So no matter how much we say God should be the first place, What the kids read from your lives is that God is not the first place.
你在家里面从来不每天读经祷告。
And you don't read the scriptures and pray every day.
来到教会突然有人说请你上来做个见证。
And when you come to church and somebody say, would you please come and give a testimony?
那第二代的圣徒呢再怎么样会说出一些属灵的话我们应该每天读经应该每天祷告。
And this second generation of Christians, no matter how bad things get,They would still say something that is somewhat spiritual. We ought to pray and we ought to read every day.
我们应该要有十一的奉献。我们甚至可以教成人主日学。
And we ought to tithe and we could probably even teach adult Sunday school.
孩子们心里面会说 what?
And the kids would say, what is going on?
我从天天在家礼拜一到礼拜六我没看过你读过经你居然会在教会鼓励大家每天要读经。
Monday through Saturday, I've never seen you read the scripture and you're here encouraging everybody to do so?
每一次你都那么小气舍不得花钱舍不得奉献然后你会跟大家说应该十一奉献想要打开天窗
And you have such a hard time spending money and giving money to God and now you're telling everybody to open up your wallets to God
你在家里面像个暴君发脾气没有人敢惹你你在教会居然举手说 God 你是至高的你是掌权的、你管理我
And you're a tyrant at home your anger loose very easily but you're here you're raising your hands and say God you're here in controlYou're control of my life.
我们可以出去度假我们不要聚会。
And we could go on vacations and don't go to the services.
弟兄姊妹这是第二代的特点。
And these are the characteristics of the second generation.
他 know about God.
They know about God.
他懂很多知识。
They have a lot of head knowledge.
因为父母亲就是基督徒从小就在基督教家庭长。
And because their parents are Christians, they grew up in that environment.
但是他们自己对神没有第一手真实的认识。
But they themselves did not know God firsthand.
所以他们没有办法再传给第三代。
So it is impossible to pass it on to the next generation.
而第三个他们不能传给第三代的原因，因为他们怕被挑战。
And the third reason is they're afraid that they would be challenged.
如果我们在这里述说神大能的作为
，If we say of God's great deeds,
别人会问说为什么我们这个世代看不见这些作为
？Then people will ask, how come we cannot see these things in this time?
神这些的作为到哪里去了
？Where were these great things that God had done?
这些是真的吗
？Are they real?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我觉得今天在讲传承的时候，我再说这不是只是父母亲对孩子的信心。
And brothers, I want to say again, this passing on of a spiritual inheritance is not just from parents to children.
这个信息也是我们这个世代每一个教会在主的面前面临的挑战。
And in this time and in this generation, every church is facing the same challenge.
到底神在我们身上是不是真实
？Whether God is real in our lives or not.
到底我们跟神之间有没有第一手的关系
？Whether we have that first-hand experience and knowledge of God.
到底在我们的生活中主是不是居首位
？Whether God is the first place in our life or not.
所以我们第三行看见他们的特点。
So the characteristic of the third generation.
坐在第一把椅子的是 God and me. 至于我和我的家，我们永远侍奉神，神是第一位。
You discover that in the first generation, the relationship with God is God and me. He's always the first place.
第二代的人是 me and God. 我先，但是神。
The second generation, you find that order is reversed: me and then God.
但是不敢明说就是了啦，因为美国买不到炮弹。
Nobody dares to say that because none of us bold enough to say, "Okay, I am ahead of God."
谁敢站上来说我是第一位，神第二位？我想你们在座没有一个人敢这样讲。
Nobody here will come up here and say, "I'm first and God second."
但是我们的生活传递的这个信息。
But our lives are proclaiming that message.
我们这个信息就世世代代传给我们的孩子。
And that message is being passed on to the next generation.
有人说你在背后批评论断的话，外面人听不到，但是却传给了世世代代的子孙。
And people would say that if you criticize, you complain. Yeah, outside people may not hear, but those things are passed on to the next generation.
就像上次有个弟兄来到我们中间举的例子，他说在教会里面见面的时候都说你好啊，最近好吗？哎呀。为你祷告啊
And there was a brother who came and gave a testimony that sometimes people would come and they would shake hands and say, how are you? I've been praying for you.
可是才上了车以后，夫妻两个就在批评论断刚刚问候的那个人。
And as soon as they left, they got in their cars, they began to criticize about the person they just greeted.
孩子们说，哦，原来我们基督徒可以当两面人。
And the kids would say, oh, okay, so as Christians, we could actually have two different faces.
弟兄姊妹，其实我说我们的影响力就跟这个石头丢到水里面这个涟漪啊 ，ripple effect.
And our influences is just like casting a pebble in a pond, and the rippling effect that you see.
我们的言行对神的态度。都丢就像石头掉水里面，它一定有影响。
Our words and our deeds, our attitudes, they are exactly like that rock being tossed in the water.
一直在影响。
The ripples will continue to go.
而且它是累积持续世世代代的影响。
And they will continue on and on to the generations that's to come.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们在主的面前，我们从这个三个椅子，我们受到提醒。
So brothers and sisters, I pray that this image of these three chairs, each and every one of us are reminded.
所以如果我们要有真实的传承。
So if we really want to be able to pass something on.
不管是对我们的孩子，或是教会要传给下一代的。
Whether it be from parents to children or the church from one generation to the next,
或是你正在做一对一门徒的培训
or discipleship that you are involved in right now,
我们要有真实有效的传承，你必须坐到第一把椅子。
And to be effective, for you to be effective in passing something on, you got to be in that first chair.
不管现在我们是坐在第三把或是第二把，我们一定要立志回到第一把来。
Whether you're currently sitting in the third or the second chair.You got to determine within your heart, I got to get in that first chair.
不坐在第一把椅子，我们不可能有真正的传承。
If I don't sit in that first chair, there's nothing that I can really pass on.
圣经上讲到约书亚的时候
And when the scripture talks about Joshua,
第一次形容约书亚，就说他是摩西的帮手约书亚。
At the very first time the scripture described Joshua, it says that Joshua was Moses' helper.
而圣经四次提到约书亚是摩西的帮手。
And four times the scripture has mentioned Joshua was Moses' helper.
弟兄姊妹，约书亚是圣经上太伟大的一个圣经人物，他预表耶稣了。
Joshua was a great person. He is a type of Jesus.
整个迦南地是靠着他南征北讨打下来的，这个人是伟大的英雄。
The entire land of Canaan was through his architecture that they actually overcame.
但是你们可以读得出来，圣经有意的强调说这个人是摩西的帮手，四次提到他。
But you know the scripture is very, very deliberate when it says.Joshua was Moses' helper when he mentioned Joshua.
根本就是跟在摩西的旁边，他学习，他观看，他经历摩西所侍奉的神。
He followed, he was side by side by Moses, he was watching Moses, learning everything that God had for Moses.
摩西也在这里培养这个人。
And Moses is training him up.
让约书亚不是第二把椅子而已。
That Joshua is not just sitting in that second chair.
能够让他 move 到第一把椅子来。
That Joshua can eventually move into that first chair.
所以约书亚现在变成坐在第一把椅子。
So now Joshua, you sit here in the very first chair.
弟兄姊妹，我们才能真正再传承下去。
Then things can be passed on to the next generation.
所以保罗能够传给提摩太。
So what Paul's able to pass on to Timothy,
提摩太是他等于传福音带信的，是他的真儿子。
Timothy was someone that he brought to Christ, is what he called true son.
保罗一再称他儿子，儿子，儿子，真的是他生的。
Paul keeps calling him his son, like he was his.
帮助提摩太从第二把椅子坐到第一把椅子。
That he almost like he gave birth to Timothy. He was helping Timothy to go from that second chair to the first chair.
以利亚原来坐在第一把椅子。
Elijah was in that first chair.
他得到以利沙的时候，他根本就是让以利沙像仆人一样跟在他旁边。
And when he laid hold of Elisha, Elisha was standing right next to Elijah the whole time.
圣经上讲到以利亚的时候，讲到以利沙，就说这是从前倒水在以利亚手上的。
And when they talk about Elisha, they say Elisha was the one who had poured water into the hands of Elijah.
但是外面看起来好像很平凡，很低微。
And on the outside, it looks everything is very normal, and Elisha was very lowly.
都在为神家培养战车马兵。
But they are being prepped and prepared.
都在为神家培养贵重的器皿。
And precious vessels in the house of God.
所以当以利亚过去的时候
，So when Elijah passed away,
双倍的圣灵临到以利沙
，The double portion of the Spirit came upon Elijah.
以利沙行的神迹是以利亚的一倍
，And Elijah what he had performed was more than was double of what Elijah had done.
这是传承。
This is passing on.
这真实的传承。
This is the reality of passing something on.
帮助他坐到第一把椅子来。
You got to get over to that first chair.
那我们知道导航会这个 leader 这个 Dawson Trotman。导神，你可以把它打出来。他在我记得不错，是1933年左右，他成立导航会。
Dawson Trotman in 1933.
那这个人很可惜，他活到50岁的时候，有一次去湖里面救人，结果被淹死了。
A prayer meeting. It's very tragic that when he was about 50, he was trying to save someone in the lake and he drowned.
他非常会，他鼓励，他也推动，非常会做一对一的带领传承。
He encouraged and he was very, very good at discipling someone on one-on-one basis.
有一次呢，他联络了这个一个美国二等水兵啊，一个海军的水手。
And he at one point had a chance to contact. a sailor.
叫做 Les Spencer.
And his name was Les Spencer.
他就带他在他家吃饭，然后带他去外面散散步，跟他一对一。
And he offered him some dinner and spent some time with him. They went on a stroll and they were one-on-one talking to
each other. 当他们在那里讲话要读经的时候，一个警察觉得这两个人很怀疑，以为他们是坏人，就来盘问他们。
So the cop was walking by watching them and was a little suspicious and said, "What are you guys doing?" And came and asked them.
哇 ，Dawson 非常老练的对这个警察哈。他一面回答一面怎么样就翻圣经回答然后隔了一个小时以后这个警察信耶稣了
and Dawson was very very seasoned and very skillful and he was talking to the police and he was pointing to the scriptures and after they'd been talking for an hour the police became a Christian as well
所以这个 Les Spencer 在旁边看的时候简直目瞪口呆
and Les Spencer was standing right next and watching this whole thing and he was just
怎么可能一个来找麻烦生气的警察被这个人一个小时能够 convert 信耶稣
and he was really really surprised and how is it possible that through an hour conversation this guy came to kind of give us trouble but he came to Christ instead
他就跟 Dawson 讲他说请你把你这一套教我他说我就算断掉我的手我都愿意
so Les said to Dawson please teach me the skill even if I were to give up my arms I would do it
这个我们知道 Dawson 就带他好他每一次下船来到这个地方 Dawson 就陪他读经跟他 one-on-one discipleship
so Dawson would train him and teach him and every time he's in town he would bring him alongside and have these conversations
结果有一天这个 Spencer 他就带了一个叫做 Harris Gurney Harris 另外一个水兵来
so Les Spencer went and found another sailor whose name is Gurney Harris
他说这个人呢他最近刚刚愿意表示信耶稣他说你可不可以把教我的那一套来教他啊
and so Les told Dawson that this Gurney just became a Christian and can you please teach me the things that you've taught me
你猜 Dawson 怎么回答
you know what Dawson said
他说你自己教他
he said you teach him
然后你猜这个 Gurney 怎么回答
You know how Gurney said? What Gurney said?
No, 我怎么可能啊我不会
Gurney said, no, it's impossible. There's no way for me to learn this. Spencer.
他对 Spencer 说我不会。
Spencer said to Dawson,
No. 现在他带着 Gurney 来。叫 Trotman 教他。叫 Dawson 教他。Dawson 说我不教。打算 Spencer 你自己教
So Dawson told Spencer you go and teach Gurney
那 Spencer 就说我不会
And Spencer said no I don't know how
然后 Dawson 就跟他讲说如果你不会的话就表示我失败了
And Dawson says if you don't know how then that means I have failed
你一定要自己帮助他把你所有从我听到的帮助他
You go and help him and teach him everything I've taught you
他就是在帮助 Spencer 从第二把椅子坐到第一把椅子
So Dawson was helping Spencer to get out of that second chair into the first chair
结果隔了几个月以后
And after a few months
你们可以晓得Gurney 又带了一个人来
Gurney comes and brings someone along
叫 John Derrick
and his name was John Derrick
他跑去找 Les Spencer 他说你怎么样子带我请你帮我带 John Derrick
and he went to Les and he says Les can you please teach John what you have taught me
你们都知道底下的
and you know what is to follow
他说你去教他
and Les said to Gurney you go and teach him
Gurney 说我不会教啊
Gurney says I don't know how
然后 Les Spencer 说如果你不会就是我失败
and then Les says if you don't know how then that means I have failed
你要把他教会
you need to go teach him
就这样子传下去
so that was passed on
你知道第二次世界大战结束的时候在海军至少有一千艘战舰上面已经有导航会的这个弟兄们跟聚会
and at the during World War II there was over 1,000 members in this
这个导航会 navigator
navigators that were on the ship worshiping God
弟兄姊妹我们要做真正的传承
and we need to be able to pass these things on
所以传承本身是一个神圣的托付也是一个很大的挑战
it's a holy commission it's a great challenge for all of us
它可以给我们带来很大的祝福
and it could bring forth a great blessing
而我们不做的时候，它可以给我们带来很可怕的危机。
If we do nothing about it, it could bring us this, things that are very critical.
很可能神的祝福就在这一代就停了。
And very possibly, at this generation, God's blessings will end.
神可能那个使命到这一代。 就妥协了，就破坏了。
And God's commission would be compromised and would be broken at this point.
很可能那个火把、那个棒子在这一代就失落了。
And very possibly the torch or this baton would be lost.
就跟哈佛、耶鲁、牛津仍然拼命地跑，在只在学术上跑。
Just like Harvard and Yale and Oxford, they are still running in the area of academia.
但是最重要的东西可能掉了。
But the most important thing, they lost it.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要在这里问一个问题。
So, brothers and sisters, we all need to ask ourselves a question.
到底我们在传什么给我们的下一代？
What are we passing on to the next generation?
这不光是父母亲要回答的问题。
It's not just a question that the parents need to answer.
这是教会要回答的问题。
The church needs to make answer this.
这是每一个基督徒都该回答的问题。
Every Christian needs to answer this question.
到底我们在传什么给别人？
What am I passing on to the person that is coming up?
第二个问题我们要问的。
And the second question is,
到底我们从前面的人在接什么？
What am I receiving from the generation before me?
我棒子真接住了吗？
Did I really lay hold of that baton?
我们真接好了吗？
Have we caught it well?
我每一次想到我们在主面前从前辈手中接成这个样子，我常常在主面前会流泪。
A lot of time I look at my generation, I felt that we did such a lousy job in taking the baton from the generation before us.
我们亏欠我们的前辈们。
And we fall short of.What they were doing in our lives.
殉道者的心智为神家属灵产业夺回了这么多属灵的产业。
The spirit of martyrdom, they went out and war after and lay hold of all these inheritance for us.
今天在我们手中给糟蹋了。
And in our hands, they are wasted today.
我们每一次进中国教会，每一次到外地去，我们心里都很难过的。
And every time we enter into China and the churches abroad, our hearts actually are quite sad.
神花了几十年的功夫在中国，这么强烈的苦难，塑造出这么好的属灵产业。
For decades, the Lord used the environment, such harsh environments, to cultivate vessels that were excellent in His house.
仇敌无所不用其极地来破坏它。
And the enemy uses all sorts of means possible to come and destroy it.
开放经济改革，人类追求物质享受，整个中国教会受到前所未有的攻击。
And China is open, covetousness enters, the desire for better living, all these things became influences that began to harm those precious.
祷告生活开始被破坏了。
So this prayer life that was cultivated back then,
那么宝贝的十架生命现在妥协了，掺水了。
The precious life of the cross has been compromised, been diluted.
一天到晚从网络上，从海外学了一些不重要的东西。
And keep learning things from abroad, that are not necessarily important through the stuff that is online.
弟兄姊妹，当我们想起莫安德烈，想起宾路易斯。我想起斯派克弟兄，想起尼托森弟兄，我们想到我们都在主面前惭愧。
When we think about Andrew Murray, Sister Penn Lewis, Brother Washman Nee, all these people that are ahead of us, we think about the way they walk, and we feel that we fall so far.
他们拼了命为神家得到这么宝贵的产业，今天没有人传。
They risk their lives to lay hold of these inheritance for God's house, but nobody's passing it on.
到书店里面去看看书架子现在卖的书是什么。
And you go and look at all the books that are on the bookshelves and the
bookstores. 看看现在人唱的诗歌是什么，风花雪月。你不是唱给主，唱给情人都可以听的。
And you look at the songs that we're singing. If you don't sing it to the Lord, you can sing it to someone else, a lover.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要求神帮助我们，大人孩子，我们都在主面前认真。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be serious and diligent with God, adults and youth.
保罗说，美好的仗他打过了。
Paul says, I fought a good fight.
当跑的路他跑尽了。
And I ran my race.
我在说，我们要跑得好。
I say again, to run well.
接棒要接得好。
We need to lay hold of this baton well.
到底我们今天在接什么？我们在要什么
？What are you grabbing? What do you really want?
我们自己要跑得好。
For us personally to run well.
我们也要传得好。
And we got to be able to pass it well.
到底我们在传什么给我们的下一代
？What are we passing to the next generation?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们在你的面前一起向你迫切的呼求。
Lord, we come together before you and we cry out to you.
你怜悯我们在这个时代中的儿女们。
Be merciful to your children in this time.
我们看见外面的世代是这样子的黑暗和险恶。
We look at the darkness and the evilness of this generation.
我们又看见自己里面的软弱、败坏和无能。
And we see the weakness and the powerlessness of ourselves.
但是我们知道你见证的火炬仍然要传下去。
But we know that this torch of your testimony needs to be passed on.
我们知道你有说不尽的祝福要你的儿女们来承受。
And we know that there are unspeakable riches that you want your children to inherit.
我们也知道前面有一个荣耀的前途。
And we know there's a glorious future awaiting us.
主啊，你不让我们被在这个世代中成为妥协的第二代。
Lord, do not allow us to become the second generation living lives that are compromised.
你更不让我们成为第三代，我们根本不认识你的人。
And forbid it that we should be this third generation that we do not even know you.
主啊，让我们都在你的面前忘记背后，努力面前。
And Lord, every single one of us will forget about our past and move forward.
让我们都愿意竭力地坐到第一把椅子上来。
And diligently that we would move towards that first chair.
让我们对你的认识是真实的。
That our knowledge of you is true and real.
我们跟你的经历是第一手而且亲密的。
Our experiences of you is firsthand and they're intimate.
在我们的生活中你真是居首位的。
That you really will have the preeminence in our lives.
而我们所传下去的真是你要我们所传的
And what we're passing on is what you want us to pass on
主要祝福你的教会
Lord come and bless your church
特别在这个世代的众教会
Particularly in this time and the churches of this generation
我们交在你的手中
We commit all things into your hands
我们也求你祝福每一个家庭
Come and bless every family unit
让每一个家真是让基督居首位
That every family will have to have Jesus as the Lord
每一个家里面父母亲跟孩子孩子跟父母我们都让主居首位
And the parent with children, children with parents that in all our relationship, oh Lord, that you would have the first place
不管是第一代第二代第三代我们都能够说至于我和我家我们永远都要侍奉耶和华
No matter what generation that we will all say as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord
我们都要来坐在第一把椅子上
We will all sit in this first chair
好让世世代代能够传递下去
That every generation, we may pass You want.
我们谢谢你在我们中间有这么多好的年轻人。
We thank you, Lord, for raising up a wonderful young men and women.
有这么多也刚信主归到你名下的人。
And so many wonderful brothers and sisters who are just saved and in your name.
主，我们都把他们交在你的手中。
We commit each and every one of them into your hands.
大大的祝福他们。
Greatly bless all of them.
用四围的火城保护。
Hedge them in with the walls of fire.
用你丰盛的生命来充满我们。
And fill them up with the fullness of your life.
用你自己的美丽来吸引我们。
Draw us with your own beauty.
让我们都快跑地跟随你。
And we will run after you.
谢谢主。
We thank you, God.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们唱一首短诗，255首，我们站起来。
255. We're going to ask everybody to please rise. We're going to sing together. I want to represent my generation to appreciate all of you younger brothers and sisters that the Lord has given you guys to us. I want to ask you to please understand. And the challenges that you face in this generation is far more severe than the generations before you. And the entire culture is changing very rapidly. And it's spiraling downward.
那我们的父母跟你们之间，我们不光是有文有这种年龄的代沟要跨越。
And not only are there age differences that we need to step across.
这么明显文化的代沟也要跨越。
And the clear cultural differences we have to overcome.
也有语言的代沟要跨越。
And there are even language culture or language barriers.
让我们不管是做父母的、做孩子的，我们都彼此一起来。
No matter what position we are in, we may, I pray that we would be diligent together.
传承要传得好, it takes two parties. 我们两边都要努力啊。
Again, to be able to pass this thing on well, both sides needs to work and work hard.
所以我们也非常希望你们一起爱你的家，爱这个教会。
Love your family, love your church.
那我们一起在主的面前一同成长。
And together we grow together.
把所有这种 barrier, 不管文化的、语言的、年龄的，管它是什么。让我们在这首诗歌说的，在主里面合而为一。
And regardless of the barrier, regardless of these things, that we may be one in the body of Christ.
让神的祝福、神的使命，还有神的生命在我们中间能够代代传下去。
The blessings and the commissions of the Lord may be passed on from generation to generation.
我们跟旁边手拉手唱。我要坚定于天堂的使命。特别欢迎从 St. Gabriel